Gemara was saying Beitzah Daf Yud Zayin. So in the second line from the top, the Tanah Banan. Yom Tov Shchal Yopah Shabbat. So if Yom Tov falls on Shabbat, by Shama Omri Mipalel Shmone. So he says you add an extra brocha. You make an eighth brocha. We know we do seven. Rabbi do three Shevach, three Hodai at the end. And then we have one in Yana Dayome in the middle. That's the seventh one. She said, you do eight. V'omer shel Shabbat b'fnei atzma v'shel Yom Tov b'fnei atzma. You do an extra one. He wants a separate din for Yom Tov, a separate one for Shabbos. V'lo mimna mipalim sheva, like we do, matchil b'shel Shabbat. So you start davening with Shabbos. Look at Rashi there. Bracha achat l'shneihem. U'matchil haskir Shabbat tchila. You say Shabbos first. V'titanonet Yom HaMenucha hazeh. We say, v'yom chag plani hazeh. Not sure where that Yom Menucha comes from. But he says that. And then, Messiah, back in the Gemara, Messiah b'shel Shabbos. So you start with Shabbos, you mention the Yom Tov, and you finish Shabbos again. So that is according to Beit Hillel. Rabbi Omer, Af Chotemba Mekadesh Shabbat v'Yishav Hazbanim. Exactly how we do it. So a little bit different to Beit Hillel. So Rabbi says, you sign off Mekadesh Shabbat v'Yishav Hazbanim. Both Shabbos, people of Israel, and the Satani Tanakh Kamed Ravina. There's a brighter teaching, organizing a brighter in front of Ravina. And he said in the brighter, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Shabbat v'Azmanim. He changed the order around from Mekadesh HaShabbat v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael, put Yisrael first. So Ravina says to the Tana, Atu Shabbat, Yisrael Mekadshalei. What are you telling me that Yisrael is Mekadesh the Shabbos? That you put Yisrael first? That was first Hashem was Mekadesh Yisrael, and then Yisrael is Mekadesh the Shabbos. What are you talking about? Yisrael is Mekadesh the Shabbos. V'ha Shabbat Mekadesh v'kayma. The Shabbos is Mekadesh. Oh, before I'm Yisrael. Look at the Rashi. Tani Tani Kama Dravin. But Miltad Rabbi Mekadesh Yisrael with regards to Rabbi, what Rabbi said about adding Yisrael Shabbos and Zmanim. So he says to him, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadesh Elam, Shekadamta Kedushat Yisrael Shel Shabbat. You first mentioned Yisrael. Bishlom Zmanim. Understand why you mention Zmanim. Tzrich Lagdim Nekudat Yisrael Kedushatan. You have to have Yisrael before the Zmanim because I'm Yisrael, the ones that give Kedushat to the time. Shalidei, where's Manny? Is Manny here? This is Manny's shtick. Where's Manny? I don't see Manny there.
Ken. Before Yom Tov.
You mentioned Yisrael before Yom Tov, right? Because
Shabbos he's before Yom Tov.
Shabbos no, always. We're not discussing Shabbos at the moment. He says he. We always say Shabbos before Yom Tov, but Rashi's saying, explaining over here, that we understand why he put Yisrael before Shabbos this Tana, right? He says, understand why Yisrael comes before Yom Tov, because Yisrael is Mekadesh this man. We decide when Yom Tov is. Right, we do yontif. We cover yontif. Right, shayda kedushat Yisrael nirkashu heim. V'lo nirkashu Yisrael. It wasn't if Yisrael wasn't in kadesh and it wasn't Am Yisrael with its kedusha, lo ayu kovim chodashim v'kurin moadim v'beitin. They wouldn't be kadesh anything. So I understand why you got to have Yisrael before yontif. About el Shabbat bekatch v'kabi before Shabbos. Shabbos was already created. Misheshim Ebreshid was already there. And Kluya Bekviat Rosh Chodesh. That was Am Yisrael got nothing to do with establishing Shabbos. Shabbos is set at the time already. You count 7 days and you get to Shabbos. Remember, there's a dinner we learned it once before. If you lost in the desert, I think Masechet Shabbos about to learn. I'm not sure. If you lost in the desert and you're totally disoriented and you forgot all track of time, you don't know where it is. The halacha is you start counting now. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, 7 is Shabbos. That's how you live your life. Until you come back to the world and you find out if that was a real Shabbos or not. What, Ira?
The beginning is
Ah, that's what Rashi means. Maybe it does.
Shabbat. קדושת השבת ניתנה בבראשית, 26 דורות לפני שבני ישראל קיבלו את התורה בהר סיני.
ומה המיוחד ב-26?
זה המספר.
חיכיתי לבורד חסידי ממך, למה זה 26? לא הגיע. אוקיי.
שם הוואי, לא?
שם הוואי. הנה, מני, אתה רואה? לא, אפילו לא התכוונתי למשהו.
סטיב וחוסיד.
Here we are. Okay, so we're going to חסיד שבות. If you can remember 26 generations before Am Yisrael, there was Shabbos. And 26 is Hashem's name. Yud Kei Vav Kei 26. Shkoach. Okay. So that is, so he says, I understand why you've got that. But so therefore he says to him, you mustn't say Mekadesh Yisrael Vashabat Vazbanim, Ele Mekadesh HaShabbat Yisrael, not Yisrael HaShabbat, Mekadesh HaShabbat Yisrael Vazbanim. And then Rabbi Yosef said, Halacha Kerebi Ukiletarit Ravina. Halacha is like Rebbe. The way that Ravina explained, as a big kasha of Yasur Steindl, it jumps on it straight away, which is very exciting, because it says, how can it be that Rav Yosef paskens halacha according to Ravina? Ravina wasn't born yet. Rav Yosef is about 100 years before Ravina. Okay? So he says there that it seemed like it wasn't Rav Yosef who said it, but Rav Yosef's halacha is like Rebbe, and the editors of the Gemara, whether it was Ravina and Ravashi himself, or maybe the Gaonim, that's my adding, later on might have added in according to Ravina. Okay, there's a definite problem there. One of the answers he saw that he mentions there is that it's a different Ravina. Okay, that's a bit of a schwacher answer. Okay. All right. Gemara carries on. Tarabanan. Shabbat, while we're on the subject again. Tarabanan. Shabbat, Shechadiot, Rosh Chodesh. So now we've got Rosh Chodesh, or Cholosh Moed. Now here, I'm going to ask for some help here, halacha. Please, somebody keep their eyes focused on the halacha, because there's a halacha here which seems to be a little different to what I know. And I never had a chance to check it up. Tarabanan. Shabbat, Shechadiot, Rosh Chodesh. If your Shabbat is now Rosh Chodesh, or Cholosh Moed. And we're going to have next week, right? We're going to have next week. We're going to have Shabbat, Cholosh Moed. Sukkos. Shabbat, Cholosh Moed, Sukkos. So Arvit, Veshacharit, Umincha, so in all three tefillahs of Shabbos, Mipalel Sheva. In other words, you do a normal Shabbos, davening. Right? Look at Rashi over here. And Mipalel Sheva, Keshar Shabbat, Lokal Shabbos, Kehechid Bechol, like you would do on a regular Shabbos. When it says Kehechid Bechol, he means over here when it's not Chol HaMoed, right? When it's like a regular week, not only during the week, right? Like a regular Shabbos. Why? Ain't Lola Moed Bracha Kfuah Beshlosh Tfilot Elalu. Because Rashi, like Rashi says, there's no separate Bracha for these, for Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh. There's got like a separate Bracha like you would have on Shabbos or something. Therefore, after Shabbos, Ain't Shikli Boa No Bracha, if you had a Bracha. Ever Lebeit, neither, because Beit Shammai said 8, and Rebbe says you only add in, remember Rebbe, we saw Machlok there, Beit Shammai Hillel, that Beit Shammai says it's always an 8th Bracha for Shabbos. So Rebbe says, so Rashi says, either according to Beit Shammai, you wouldn't have an 8th Bracha. Right? And you wouldn't have to add it into the Tefillah of Yom. You said Yom Havad, Yom Kadosh, Yom Shabbat, Yom Chag, etc. You wouldn't do that either. Right? Ella, what do you do? In the Brocha of Ritzei, right? In the Brocha of Ritzei, you add it in. Rashi points out of here. Man Amura, Rosh Chodesh, Moed, Ba'avoda, Kagon, Yale, Ve'yavo, Be'birkat Avoda. So then you put in Yalev Yavo before you come to say Modim. Right, you'd add in what we call Yalev Yavo. And amazing, Rashi, Yalev Yavo. It's nice. It's always nice to see these things, 1,000 years old, that we're doing the same thing, right? It looks like they knew what they're doing. They didn't have to wait for any of us to teach them this, right? They already knew these things a long time ago, right? So Ve'im Lo Amar, now this is the interesting one. Ve'im Lo Amar, says the Tana Kama, yeah? Machzirin Oto. You make him repeat. Right? Im Lo Amar, Machzirin Oto. Now I know, and I'm always sure that's halacha, but somebody check me up, see if you start the mincha or not, or if you know something else, that on Rosh Chodesh, during the day, you do have to repeat, but at night, if you forgot Yalev Yavo at night on Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat. Where on Chol HaMoed, you do repeat. The reason is because Yalev Yavo is got to do with Kiddush HaChodesh, and there's no Kiddush HaChodesh at night, and therefore Yalev Yavo, you don't repeat at night. The Gemara doesn't seem to make any distinction over here between daytime and nighttime for Rosh Chodesh HaMoed. So that's just interesting. From the Gemara, pshat would be that you'd repeat always. But I'm almost certain that we don't repeat Yalev Yavo at night if you forget Yalev during Rosh Chodesh, not on the Moed. Okay, Rabbi Lezer Omer Behoda. So Rabbi Lezer says you don't say it at Ritzei, at Avodah, you say it at Hoda. When's Hoda? Sorry, you have Mark?
Sorry, it says over here the requirement to repeat part of all of the Shemona Asik to redress the missions does not apply to the Maariv prayer of Rosh Chodesh.
Ah, Shkoach. Okay, but it's interesting.
But it does apply to Chol HaMoed.
Yeah, the Pashut. Chol HaMoed, absolutely. It's only because of Kiddush HaChodesh is at night. So the Moed is not Shayach to Kiddush HaChodesh. But I'm just telling you, though, that I'm glad that there's a note there, but it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara doesn't make a distinction over here between that. At least this Gemara doesn't. The Gemara here says, Shabbat Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed, Arvit Chol HaMoed, all three, Ve'im Lo Amar Machzirin Oto. Doesn't make any distinction over here. Right, and there's no Tosfot over here on that. I didn't see anything, but okay. We must find where that Makor is for that. Okay, so now Rabbi Elazar says it's not in. Sorry? Rabbi Eliezer said, Lodin Ritzai, it's in Hodah. Look at Rashi, what's Hodah? Kabo Shomer, Aranisim, Bechanukah Purim. After, interesting, there's an opinion to say Yadav Yavo afterwards, like we say Aranisim. I always wondered why we say Aranisim afterwards, to be honest with you, and not before. So, interesting, there's a thing that this should go afterwards as well. Okay, Ubemusafid Matchil Beshel Shabbat, in Muslim, we start Shabbos, Umesayim Beshel Shabbos, Vomerikushayom Beemza. Okay, so we say Tachonanta, right? I think it's called, right? Tachonanta, right? Okay, Rashi, Rabbi Shimon, Gami Avarebi, Yishmael Beno Shabbi Yochem in Brook, Omrim, Komakom Shuskak Lesheva. So, they've got a different opinion. They say like this, Komakom Shuskak Lesheva, look, Rashi, Afilu Arvit Veshachir Domincha. Okay, it was any time of the day. Matchil b'shel Shabbat, u'mesiyem b'shel Shabbat, u'v'omer kedushat hayom b'emtzah, like we saw over there for Musaf. They say it's always the same story. And Amrav Huna, en lacha koto azug, says, don't look like that. Amrav Chia Bar Ashi, Amrav, meniach, okay, so that's it. That's the end of the story over there. So Amrav Chia Bar Ashi, Amrav, now we go back to the Indian of Eruv, and I saw a question, I don't know if she finished reading the answer there, but I think Shlomoff did mention, why we suddenly got all of these dinim here in the middle of Eruv. I think it's because it's all going to do with din of Rebbe. That all these dinim are all the same as Rebbe's. That's why it's brought over here. I think that's the reason why suddenly we got to this over here in the middle of Eruv. If you can see it, so I think there's a note there, something like that somewhere. So he says, because it's all going to do with the din of Eruv is all with, like, according to Rebbe. Okay, so now we go back to the subject at hand, and that is Eruv. Right, so we talk about Eruv Tavshil, but we see there's Eruv Tchumin here as well. So we already saw yesterday that Eruv Tchumin, we saw in the daf that Eruv Tchumin, you can't do an Eruv Tchumin on Yontif, remember? We said that the Chachamim stopped doing Eruv Tchumin on Yontif because it's on Yontif there's Isur Tchum as well. So that is a Tchum on Shabbos, the Tchum on Yontif. Eruv Chatzerot, you're allowed to do on Yontif because for Shabbos, let's say it was Shabbos and then Yontif, like with the Gemara we saw yesterday, it was Shabbos and then it was Yontif into Shabbos. So you could do the Eruv Tchumin on Eruv Chatzerot on Yontif for Shabbos because Eruv Chatzerot, there was Mutar on Yontif. There wasn't a din Eruv Chatzerot on Yontif. But Eruv Tchumin, there was a din Eruv Tchumin on Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, because it was Asur on Yontif, Chamim could also hear from doing it onto Shabbos. We saw that yesterday already, right? So Gemara mentioned something similar over here. Amrav Huna en lachak Amrav Bichir Barabi Yashi Amrav Meniach Adam Eruvay Tchumin Miyom Tov Lechaveiro. So now we saw this as well. Similar deal, we discussed this yesterday. It wasn't a shir yesterday. The shir were Erev Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur not. So Steve, this we had a bit of a discussion about this here in the shir, right? So Eruv Tchumin Miyom Tov Lechaveiro Umatne. So if you've got it's talking about 2 days of Yontif now, right? She says Ibn Iskab Yom Tov Rishon. You remember it on the first day of Yontif. The Chalosh Neyamim Tumne, 2 days Yontif Galut, not Rosh Hashanah, right? Chamishi Erev Shabbos, Thursday and Friday. Umatne, you make it tonight. So you make an Eruv, take an Eruv, you take your food on Thursday. And you say, if today's Chol, then I'm making an Eruv Tavshilin. And if today's Yontif, then this Eruv is nothing. And then the following day on Friday, you say, if yesterday was Chol, then I've already got an Eruv. And if yesterday wasn't Chol, was Yontif, then today's a Chol, and I need an Eruv, I can cook, it's Chol, I can cook for Yontif. Okay? And there's not, then you can cook on Friday, no problem. So it says, Umatne. Amarava says, Meniach Adam Eruvay Tavshilin, Miyom Tov Lechaver Umatne. So he says, Eruv Tavshilin, yes. Right? So look at that. Rav Chia Bar Ashi said, Meniach Adam Eruvay Tchumin. Now we saw yesterday there was a problem making Eruv Tchumin, remember? On Yontif for Shabbos. So he says, yes, now, and Ravis says, Rav Chia Bar Ashi says, you make Eruv Tchumin with a Tanai. And Ravis says, you make Eruv Tavshilin with a Tanai. So Ma'adam Eruv Tchumin, the one who said you could make an Eruv Tchumin, so of course again, you can make Eruv Tavshilin, there's certainly no problem there. If he said you could make an Eruv Tchumin, which is Isur Tchum on Yontif, you can definitely make Eruv Tavshilin on Yontif. Ma'adam Eruv Tavshilin, but Eruv Tchumin lo, he says no. So we can understand that, right? That the one who says Eruv Tchumin, he says you can make Eruv Tchumin, you can obviously make Eruv Tavshilin. And the one who says you can make Dafka Eruv Tavshilin, it's Dafka Eruv Tavshilin you can make, you can't make Eruv Tchumin for the simple reason that tchumin on Yontif asu. So my timer says why not? He says the lemikne shvita b'shabtelo, right? Because you can't do kone your shvita on Shabbos. My timer the lemikne shvita b'shabtelo. Look at Rashi. Yeah, Lav dafka shabtanakat in a Yom Tov Karish. It's not Shabbos we're speaking about. My time, the Mikne Shvita Beshabta, you can't kone Shvita on Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, it's Rashi, it's Yom Tov talking about. Lo hitu lo liknot Shvita be Yom Tov, afilu misafek. Chachami never allowed you to make to kone Shvita your place where you are on Yom Tov, even if it's a safek Yom Tov or not. Vimi tiru be erve tafshilin, hata mishum kavod Shabbos. Why did they allow you eruv tafshilin on Yom Tov as a mitoch safek? Because of kavod for Shabbos. Then we saw two different reasons of why you made Eruv Tafshilin. The one said because of, we had, I think it was Rav Ashi and Rav, and who was it? We said two reasons why you make Eruv Tafshilin. There was, Rav and Rav Ashi. Right, it was Rav Ashi and Rav. Right, you look back on Tet Vav on Mubet, we saw it, the very first wide lines there. So he said, "By me, where do we get this makor for making erev tafshilin?" Says, "I'm a shmuel. I'm a kras. I hold you much better kashrus. Zichru meachar Shabbat lashkicho. I'm a rabbi kadesh yivror manaya fal Shabbos." Shabbos explained because you want to have a good thing for Shabbos. Rav Ashi said, "No, kadesh yomru ain't ofim mi yom tov Shabbos kavachomer mi yom tov lechol." So Rav said the reason why we make erev tafshilin is lichvod Shabbos because you want to make sure that you're going to always not going to end up cooking all your good food for yom tov. You're going to leave some good food for Shabbos. That was Kvod Shabbos. And Rabbi Ashi said it was Kvod Yom Tov. Because if we don't make an Erev Tafshilin to remind people that cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos is allowed, but they might think that you even cook from Yom Tov to Chol. And from Yom Tov to Chol is Asur. So Lichvod Yom Tov, we make a big deal about cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos to show you that Yom Tov is important. You won't come to cook from Yom Tov to Chol. So the Gemara seems, Rashi seems to be going over here, and the reason they made you, allowed you to make an Erev Tafshirin, a mitach safek on Erev Shabbos, when it's 2 days Yom Tov, is Kvod Shabbos. So that sounds more like Rava, not like Ravashi, right? With me? Anybody with me? Right? Okay. That's the end of that story over there. Tana Rabbanan, right, the Ein Ofin Miyom Tov L'Chavero. So here's interesting now. If you've got two Yom Tovs, you can't bake from one yontif to the other. Rashi is particularly pat, bread. And the Gemara is now be'emet amru. Remember, we learned once before that whenever we say the word be'emet, it means that's the halocha. Remember? That's how we said be'emet. When the Gemara says be'emet, it means that's the halocha. Be'emet amru, memala isha kol hakedere basar. A woman can fill up her pot, the whole pot full of meat. Af bisha enet shikha ele lechatichecha. If she only needs one piece. Right? And the Nachtom is a baker. He can fill up a whole pot of water, a barrel of water, a jug of water. He can warm it up. But that's when it comes to cooking, when it comes to heating up water. When it comes to baking, Tanakama says you only can bake what you need. Right? Now, what's the difference between baking and cooking? Right, look at Rashi. Because if you're going to fill up the whole pot of meat, it's one tircha. There's no extra tircha for the second day yontif. It's a big deal. And with regards to baking, however, kol kikar v'kikar tzicha afia v'radia. That's why you're going to take each roll, each lechem, you're going to form it, you're going to stick it into the oven, and then radia tapat, and we're taking it out. Remember we said that radia was a melacha. Not a melacha. We said it was called, there was a different word for it. Not melacha. We said it was not umanut. We said we had a word in Hilchot Shabbos. Remember, for a dia tapat, we said it wasn't called the melacha; it was called okay. So bottom line over here is he says that that's why when it comes to cooking or filling up a bottle of water, so it's one tircha. But baking is a separate tircha for each lechem that you would need. So therefore, it would be completely different. Rabbi Shimon ben Azra omer, memalai isha kol hatanur pat. He said you can fill the whole thing up with pat. Why? Because it's actually even better if you fill the whole thing up with pat. When the oven is full, your bread cooks better. So actually, in Yad and the Yom, you want the oven to be full. Look at Rashi. Tarim ktanim, they're small ovens. Umadbikin pat, but when they stick on the sides of the walls, mitoch shu malei, that's full. Mitmaet chalelo, then the whole oven becomes full. Ve'en makom lechamimuto litpashet, the heat doesn't spread just unevenly. Va'apat nefat yafes, and the bread breaks even nicer. She says the best way to bake your bread is to fill the oven up if you don't need it. Okay, these are all different ways to try and get around the idea to explain why we can bake lots of stuff on Yom Tov. So I'm a Rava, and Rav said, Achak, Rav Shimon ben Lazar. And he says that halacha is is like Rabbi Shimon Lazar. This is full oven up with pot. Okay, so therefore, there doesn't seem to be any difference up here with cooking or baking, whatever the case is, you could. Now, the other words are kasha. If you never made an Eruv Tavshilin, okay, so I haven't got, we haven't got anything like it, okay. So he says, if Mishalo Hiniach Eruv Tavshilin, who ne'esar v'kimcho ne'esar, is it that he can't bake? Look at Rashi. Who ne'esar le'efod? He can't do any baking. V'kimcho ne'esar. And even his flour is asher as well. Shlo yu'achem ufin kimcho b'odah shalor. Rashi said, maybe you give your flour to somebody else. In other words, if you didn't Eruv Tavshilin, or you can't bake, and even you can't give your stuff to somebody else who has got Eruv Tavshilin to bake, or dilme hu ne'esar and kimcho ne'esar. Maybe it's just you can't bake, but if my name made Eruv Tavshilin, I can give him the flour and say, you bake for me. Right? So the question is, my napkin, what's the difference? What do you kiss? He said, Laknuya, Kim Khalachem, that's that question. Am I allowed to give my flower to somebody else? Makne makin, give it to him. And say, you know what? Yeah, this flower is now yours as a matana, and you go bake for me. Look at Rashi, Im Tariq Latab Matane, Kim Khal Shuachem Mutter. That's the question. So the question says, yeah, Martu Nesar Vikim Khon Nesar, if you're gonna say everybody's Asur, so then Tariq Laknuya Kim Khalachem. Now I've got to actually give it to him. The question is, do I have to give it to him or can I just say make it for me? If my kemach is asur, then I can't even ask you to bake for me, because my kemach still. I can give it to you and make it a gift, and now it's your kemach. Do whatever you want with it. That's the question. That's the nafkamina. I have to. So bye. What's the question?
If you're making the Eruv Tavshilin for the household?
Now, my question is that I didn't make Eruv Tavshilin today. And now it's Friday afternoon. That's what I'm going to have. I haven't got challahs for Shabbos. So the question is, I know that you live a few roads down from me and you've got an Eruv Tavshilin. Can I bring my flour to you and say, yeah, Robert, you're a great baker, bake me challahs with my flour? Or no, maybe if I didn't do Eruv Tavshilin, not only is it for me, then even my flour can't be. What?
The question is, who is the Eruv Tavshilin? I understand that question. My question is, who's the Eruv Tavshilin for? It's several people live in the house.
But no one made the Eruv Tavshilin in the house. No one made Eruv Tavshilin. This house never had Eruv Tavshilin.
It's a related question. It's not the same question. I understand.
I see. Okay. No, we learned in the daf yesterday, we said the Eruv Tavshilin, you have to have da'at, remember? And we passed the halacha that the person making the Eruv Tavshilin has to know who he's making it for. The people who he's making it for don't have to know who he's making it for. So if I make a decision for the whole town, then the whole town can rely, even I never went and told each person. But when I made it, I have to have people in mind. Remember, we saw the story there with
Shmuel
and the blind guy, right? He said, you're a poshaya, I'm not including you this year. Right? So even though he the first time around, he said, rely on mine. Because I suppose when he made it, he made for the Hod of the Harada. We said, Shmuel's father made for the Hod of the Harada, he made for the Hod of the Harada. The Hod of the Harada could rely on my Eruv. And then we said, how far? And we said, up to the law of the Trum. So as long as you're in my Trum, you were included in my Eruv.
So the issue of giving a flower to your neighbor for them to bake it for you, because they have an Eruv Tavshilin, the issue is what? That you can't give a gift on the...
No, my question is, do I need to give it to him as a gift? Or can, in other words, if I never made an Eruv Tavshilin, is my food now asur to be used on Yontif? Or is it just that I can't bake on Yontif? Whereas the fact that I never had Eruv Tavshilin, it's all Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, obviously, right? Because the whole thing Eruv Tavshilin is D'Rabbanan, because on Isur D'Oraita, there's no Isur D'Oraita. The question is, when Chachamim were Gozer Eruv Tavshilin, did they say, if you didn't make it Eruv Tavshilin, not only can't you bake or cook or whatever you want to do, but even your food can't be used in that process. And therefore, if my food can't be used, the only way that I can get you to bake for me is to actually give you my flour that now becomes your flour. Doing a kinyan on Yom Tov, I'm not going to get into now. Let's not get into that kinyan now. It's too complicated. It's out of my necessarily too complicated. I'm not answering that question. It seems that you can make it. Otherwise, Chaim wouldn't say, can you make it or not, right? The fact that we don't make kinyan on Yom Tov, I agree with you, is a problem. But it seems that the Mikra Din is no problem. It's a Durabanan. So the question is, when Rabbanan was Gozer, the Gzeirah of Eruv Tavshilin, did they say, if you didn't make it, you can just give the guy a kinyan? I don't know. That's too complicated for me, that. But then the question, the underlying question here is were they gozer on your food as well? And therefore, if yes, then you can't bring a guy into your house and say, come bake for me. I've got to actually give it to you as a gift. That's the question that we're talking about over here. Mishlo niach efter shidn vu ne sa vikim khnesa ot yom hu ne sa vikim khnesa de mani ke gese dakhtu yakhin i ama tu ne sa vikim khnesa chikh lakdu ye ve ama tu ne sa enke khnesa lo chikh lakdu ye kim khnesa mai that's a question. So we said, let's try and prove this answer. Now, it's actually quite unbelievable. I know who sent out yesterday, Robert, said a spoiler. We wear spoilers. Okay, so here comes a real spoiler. We're going to spend quite a bit of time now trying to sort this answer out, and we don't sort it out. There's no answer. Okay, so that's a real spoiler. I know. I apologize. But I'm just preparing you I don't want any depression over here. We've got to assume to go to after this, right? You've got to come happy.
Serious disappointment.
Right, I know. That's why I'm preparing you in advance, right? So it says, Toshma, the Gemara stops the first brighter. Let's try and prove it. Misha lo hiniach erve tavshilin. If you don't make erve tavshilin, erez lo yafe, v'lo yivashel, v'lo yitman. You can't do baking, you can't cook, and you can't even do hatmana. The Gemara says, lo, v'lo lachem, v'lo yivayachem, v'lo achem of him shlo. And others can't even bake for him. So the question is, okay, so who says, so what does he do? He says, Matne kim chola acherim. He gives other people. V'ofino mevashin lo. And they cook for him. Shema mina, hu nesar, v'kim chol nesar, shema mina. Right? Sorry. Disaster. Really, it wasn't this question. This question we got an answer for. Yeah, the Gemara answered. The next question coming up, there's no answer for. Sorry, I jumped the gun. Okay. So he says, V'ofino mevashin lo, shema mina, hu nesar, v'kim chol nesar, shema mina. Okay. Bottom line, we got an answer there. If you don't make Erev Tavshilin, you can't even ask someone who didn't make Erev Tavshilin to come and cook with your food. You've got to actually give him your food. And now, Daddy and Robert and Sally, whoever else who asked that question, you've got to go and ask your local Orthodox rabbi if you can do Kinyan or not. I'm not going to get involved in that now, right? So there's, but there, but you certainly can't bring somebody else in who's got Erev Tavshilin and use your food or take your food to him and let him use it for you. Now comes the next question. You didn't do an Erev Tavshilin. And you went ahead and you baked anyhow. So now, what's the problem? Can you eat that food or can't you eat that food? Right? Look at Rashi. Mahu sheyochal b'Shabbat. Now, on Shabbos, can you eat the food that you baked Erev Shabbos or you cooked Erev Shabbos on Yom Tov without Erev Tavshilin? Because they used to do a writer. Right? So in other words, chachamim gozer that you can't. Like, almost like a knas. Do they say no? That's the Gemara's question over here. Now, and this is the spoiler we're not going to answer for, right? So the Gemara says, let's try and start looking for bread from brightness. Toshma, Mishlohi Niach Erev Tavshilin. So Kate said, who was there? We just saw that a second ago. The first brightness was in ago. So what's the answer? Makne Kim Cholachem, Vachem Ophino Mavashelo. So we see that others, you've got to give it to other people and they must cook for you. And now the Gemara says, now the Eita, and if it was Mutar, if you could just go in and eat it, right? The Eita. Look at Rashi. The avar va'afa mutar we mutar. Michti tana takan tekem hadne. Since the brighter was talking about the takanas, how you do things, nitnami hach takan te bahare hach te makne kimcho. It would have given us later. The brighter should have said, "You give it to somebody else, and if you didn't and you ate it, you could eat it, and you baked it, you could eat it." Never said that, right? So nitnami avar mutar. So it seems that the answer is you can't eat it. That it's asur. So Rav says no. So Amrav Adabar Ravni says no. This is not a good proof. Why? Tana takanta heterim. This bright is discussing only the heterim. Things that you did with the heter. Did you or did you make Erev Tavshilin? Take it to somebody else. Do a makni lacherim. He's discussing ways that you can do things with a hetera. The takanta di isur. Look, they're not discussing things that you did in basur. This bright is not assuming that a guy would do such a thing. It's not even in that realm. So therefore, it's not interested. It can't prove from this bright to anything. It's like, let's try again. Toshma, another brighter. Mi she niach erev tavshilin. Harei ze ofer v'vashel u'matmin. If you did erev tavshilin, you can do whatever you want. You can cook, you can bake, you can do hatmana. V'im ratza lechol et erev t'harishu b'yodin. If you want to eat the erev, you can eat it. Achlu ad shlo afa. But if you ate the erev before you actually started baking, right, now I've got a bach here, which we need to use. So it says, achlu ad shlo afa, right, you ate it before you had baked, or ad shlo bishel, or before you had cooked, or ad shelo hitmin, or you haven't yet done hatmana. In other words, anything that you wanted and you hadn't yet done, and you ended up eating you had eaten your eruv first, harezeh lo yafeh, v'lo yevashel, v'lo yatmin. So now, if you ate your eruv before you started the process, too late. You can't do anything. It's if you never had an eruv, right? Lo lo, neither him, v'lo la'acherim, and you can't let somebody else do it either, right? V'lo acherim ofin umevashlin lo. And others can't bake or cook for him. Aval mevashlulu. But what is the answer? Mevashlulu Yom Tov. He cooks for Yom Tov. He cooks lots for Yom Tov. Vimotir otir l'Shabbat. And if there happens to be left over, so he can use that for Shabbos. Ubilvad shelo ya'arim. But so long as he doesn't make a joke out of the whole story here. Remember, now Rashi's going to answer. The other day we saw that question of Rav with the meat. Remember, he said he would salt one piece and then say, ach, I found a better piece and salt rather garma garma. We're going to, Rashi will discuss in a second. Ve'im herim asur. And yeah, the writer says, im herim asur. So yeah, the writer wants to say, look at Rashi, im herim asur, lecho, you can't eat it. De'ichmu rabbanan baha milta shelo la'akot rat eruv. Chanu, very, 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 very particular and strict about this, so that you wouldn't come and forget about the Eruv. If it was so easy just to get around Eruv, people wouldn't make an Eruv. So Chachamim put lots and lots of teeth into the Eruv, not to get over. Velo dami laharama derav adabar ahava. He says this is not dissimilar to, I don't know why it's not similar, but Rashi says not similar to the harama of Rav Adabar Ahava, right? Which Mesura Shaz helps us and tells us that we saw on Daf Yud Aleph a couple of daf ago, I would bet. The malach garma garmi took a piece of meat by meat and salted them. And he says, why? Ain't ibud ba'ochlin. Because that's a thing is processing food. Vimishum tircha, if it's because of tircha, it should be asur. Ha'adifa dil mechas v'chas, so yashriach habasu mimna v'lo shachit. He says, because it's better rather to be able to allow him to do salting by piece. Because if you wouldn't allow him to do that, then he might think that the meats can all go off and end up not shechti, not having meat for yontav at all. And therefore, he'd be mama'et, the Simchat Yontov. So therefore, that's what Rav Adabar Ahava said, you can do that. But look at Rashi over here. Ukesal kedatach, we think that this brighter is, du'adin la'avar va'afa. Just like there, you couldn't do it, unless you made lots of food. So over here, if you went in and ate it, we said the brighter is pretty machmir, you wouldn't be able to eat that food either. So everyone says, no. Amar Rashi says, no. Amar Rashi, no. Harama kamar, this brighter is discussing harama. The issue of Abiyah is because of Harama. And he says, Shani Harama, that's completely different. Why? The Ichmiru Barabanan Tfeimi Mezid. Rabbanan were more particular about Harama, he says, than cooking Bemezid. Because what's Harama? About me making a joke out of it. Now, it's a difficult statement because we found lots and lots of Makorot where Chachamim allow you to do Harama, right? But I suppose around Eruv, Chachamim were very particular about Eruv. Okay, so now the Gemara, that was the first Dechia. On that example, that brighter there from Rav Ashi. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he's got his own dechi on that brighter. He says, Amar Hamani, Chanani, who's the tana of this brighter you just spoke about? Chananya. He's the one that Rashi points out of here. Chananya is the one that says, Herim Asur. That when you do Harama, it's Asur. Va'alibah de Beit Shammai. And that's not even in our world, he says. You can't quote that brighter. Because that brighter is Alibah de Beit Shammai. We don't paskin Alibah de Beit Shammai. The Tanya Chanani Omer, he says, Chanani says, Beit Shammai, Omer, he quotes Beit Shammai. Ein ofin ele imken irev bepat. You can't bake this, you bake it with pat. Ve'en mevashtin ele imken irev betavshil. Look at this. According to Beit Shammai, you have to have a separate eruv for each type of work. So baking needs a bread eruv, cooking needs a meat eruv. Ve'en tomnin ele imken haya chamin tumum nir yomtov. And you want to do hatmana? You have to really have before Yontif something which you had covered up and made hakmanah with. You have to have a proper sign for each of the three things. But Hillel says, no. He says, you can do them, all of them. So therefore, he says to over here, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, this is not a brighter as a proof. So we couldn't doche that either. So we couldn't bring it as a proof, and we couldn't doche. We haven't got an answer yet. Can you bake and you eat your baking if you didn't have an eruv? And the Gemara tries again now. Now this is, I think I marked it off here as attempt number 3. Toshma, Hamaser perota b'shabbat b'shogeg yachel. If you did maser on your fruits b'shogeg, you can eat them. B'mezid lo yachel, you can't. So Gemara says, okay, if you can't eat, why would you think, look at Rashi, b'mezid lo yachel, she'avar la'shvut, you were over into Rabbanan. The ain mag bein trumot u'maser b'yomtov, says Rashi. There's an issue to Rabbanan, you can't take trumot u'maser yomtov. Alma ichmu Rabbanan b'miltayu. It seems that when Rabbanan made a din, they were pretty strict about their din. And they went all the way. If you over on our din, it's asu. Right? Va'afilu gabe oneg Shabbos. Even if it comes to oneg Shabbos, they wouldn't allow it. So therefore, the Gemara says, this is a proof that if you baked without Eruv Tavshin, you can't eat it. So the Gemara says, no. Lo tzricha de itle pirachin. And that's only in the case where, look at Rashi, on Shabbos, why would Chachamim said you couldn't if you had other fruits. But if there's only fruits you could eat, then we would say, lo ichmu rabban on oneg on Shabbos. So maybe it wouldn't apply. Maybe if you didn't bake and you had no other breads, you would be able to eat your bread. We can't prove from this Gemara either it's bright to eat. The Gemara tries again now. A fourth attempt. Toshma, Hamadbil, Kela, B'Shabbat, B'Shogeg. If you went to the mikvah and toivled new Kelim on Shabbos. B'Shogeg. What do you mean? You forgot it was Shabbos. Or you forgot it was Asur that was Isur Drabbanan to do Tvila. So then you start mashbim, you can use them. Look, Rashi says, "Yeah, Bill can have the mikveh sheyesh lo in his yard." Va'avar adrabanan. What's the Amran b'matnitin? We'll see in the Mishnah. But bilin kailim ifnei Shabbos, then ire kemetake. What's the issue of drabanan on Shabbos? Because it looks like the metaken kli. A metaken kli we can't do on Shabbos. So it looks like you finally, it's like a final type of a prepare, last stage of preparation for the kli. Not makir b'patri b'matnaken, right? But meizid lo yisomesh. If there was a shogeg, you could use there. But meizid no. And the words say see the same thing over here, right? That maybe it will be the same din with regards to afir. Chachamim were said no. This also only applies with other kelim. You have any other kelim, then you'll be able to use it. Inami efshar b'shalah. And also there with kelim is different because kelim you can go and borrow a kelim on your neighbor. Everybody's got an extra spare fork or knife, or and if you're lucky, you might bring them back too, right? You all know the story of the kelim that gave birth. You know the story. Everyone has a story, right? No, you know the story. How are we doing for time? Not too good. Then you know the story, the famous story of the Zevet Chonah story, man. You know the story? So, oh, and you know the story? I'm surprised. But that became a famous story that the guy comes to his neighbor on Shabbos. Listen, I'm having some guests for Shabbos. Can you lend me a few knives and forks? He lends him four knives and forks. And he comes back the next day and he brings him back four big knives, four big forks, and four small knives and four small forks. He says, what are you talking about? And he gave you forks. No, they had children. What had children? They took them. And yeah, a couple of weeks later, again, he comes over to his neighbor. He says, I need some plates. Yeah, I've got some guests for plates. You got plates? So, lend him plates. He lends him five plates. He brings him back a few of the day to five big plates and five just little plates. He says, well, what am I going to do? No, the plates are children. Okay, he takes the plates. And yeah, comes Pesach and he goes there. He says, listen, I've got a big Seder. Do you mind? I know you've got that very nice silver server. Do you mind if I borrow it from my guest? The guy says, oh, the guy's reliable. So far, I haven't lost that. I've got a problem. He gives him the whole server. And yeah, a couple of weeks go by and he hasn't come back. A month goes by. From Pesach, suddenly comes Sukkot, and he wants the server. 6 months have gone by. He comes to his neighbor and says, do you mind? Remember, I lent you 6 months ago that server, and he said, ah, I forgot to tell you, it died. He says, what do you mean it died? He says, how does server die? He says, well, you weren't complaining when it was having children, right? So you can always go and borrow. You can always go and borrow cut stuff if you need. Right? That's why you can. Okay. So Toshma, the grosses of you already heard it. Okay. So Toshma, it worked because the fifth attempt now. We're still trying to prove if you can eat the food that you baked or not. So Mavasa b'Shabbat b'Shogeg, if you cooked food on Shabbos b'Shogeg, yochal. You cooked food on Shabbos, right? You can eat it. But Meizid lo yochal. That's what we said. Maizid, you can't eat it. See how we are. Look, on Shabbos, you can't eat it, but Maizid. So surely if you baked, also you can't eat it. We said, no, it's Shabbos, Shani. How can you compare? That's Shabbos. Shabbos. Altogether different, altogether story, completely. So like I said, we never solved the story. I don't know. Maybe from the fact that the word says Shabbos is different, and there you could go to Chumrah as well. Maybe Shabbos is also different on the Chumrah. The level Shabbos, we don't allow eat it, but Maizid. Because it's Shabbos. But maybe on Yom Tov, you would be, if you baked on Yom Tov, you would. There's a Rashi over here from Chulin, Rashi over Shabbos b'shogeg yochel, hu atzmo, uvo b'yom, ve'en tzrich lamtin ad ha'eri b'chdei she'yasu. So if you were Rashi over Yom Tov, b'shabbos b'shogeg, you could eat it. Da'ar amina ba'am el ha'eri b'chdei she'yasu, le'teit le'er rabi meir, el ha'echid da'avid yishol, yisur b'beizid, ikh chiyuv, lo ani b'meizid, I don't know, don't see it. Okay, I can't see an answer here, but I would... It's pretty machmir. Right, the only way you can get out of it is by actually giving your produce, your food, your flour to somebody else as a gift and let them bake or cook for you, or let them cook lots of food and go and get some food from them. Okay, pretty chamer. Okay, so now Gemara carries on from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said, Beit Shammai Mishnah, remember we said, Machlok de Behila Beit Shammai, whether you have to have one or two tafshilin for Eruv tafshilin. Beit Shammai says two. So Gemara says, "Matnitin to lokia tana." Our Mishnah is not like this tana. Which tana? The Tanya. The Tanya says, "Amar Rabbi Shmuel Lazar, Modim Beit Shammai Hillel al Shnei Tafshin Shnei." He says, "Aviyah." He quotes a Braita that Rabbi Shmuel Lazar says that Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai both agree. You have to have two tafshilin. Al Ma'ay Nechlu. What's the machlok between them? Al Dagu Beit Shealav. The only machlok between them is if you've got a piece of fish with like an egg on top of it. She Beit Shammai Omrim Shnei Tafshilin. That Beit Shammai says that's called two tafshilin. Interesting. It's yeah, but he has more machmir than Beit Shammai. Veshavid, and they both agree. Sheim pirper beitza. This is a look at this over here. Look at Rashi over here. Sheim pirper beitza mevushel. I don't know what it means. I think if you stuck the egg into the fish's mouth or something, I'm not sure what you do here. right? V'natan letocha la, you stick it into the fish, or sherisek kapalutot. Look at Rashi, sherisek. Look at the English, look at the word for Rashi there. Look at Rashi says there, using the word risek, mincer, to mince. Right? To mince something. He says risek. Rashi says from Loa Zer Rashi. Right? Perush lerasek, leshaver, lechatichok tanot. Mincer in Loazi is to what we say, to mince something. You mince something up into little pieces. Right? Kapalutot, yeah. What are kapalutot? Karti, leeks. So our brighter is not like their brighter. So right. So the Gemara says, "Matnitin lo ki ata, not like this Tana." And Amarava Yilchatik Didan. Rava says, "Alochad like our Tana," meaning our Mishnah. Rashi says, "Katana Didan." Right, the Matnitin Iktani beHillel. Right, va'alibet be. Sorry, Katana Didan va'alibet beHillel. So our Mishnah Hillel, we only need one Tavshil. Sharu beTavshil. Rashi says, "Yeah, beTavshil Echad." So I'm quite sure why we have a minhag today to always make two tafshilim. Right? We have bread and an egg normally, or meat and something else. Which is interesting. I'm not sure where we machmir to do like that. Okay.
Was it yesterday where Abaye or the day before said you don't use bread?
The question Robert's on Amar Abaye lo shanu ele tafshil above pat lo. He says, and why not pat? Because we say we need something to lelapet. And he said that Bavlai Tipshai that did melapet Nahama Benahama. Right? So you're right. So Abaye, it was Abaye who said no. Okay, good question. No, we go to actually. We'll look at the sum up the halachas at the end of the parak. Just quickly finish off there. So now achlo she'avad reizel lo yevashalav. If you already ate or the eruv got lost, Amar Abaye naktinan. Amar Abaye says naktinan. What does it mean naktinan? So he says over here, naktinan, there's a Rashi over here from Eruvin, where this word naktinan means mesoret mi avotenu, minhag mi avotenu. We've got a mesora, or a minag, right? Then what's the minag? Hitchil beisato, if you already started making your dough, right? Rashi said, letaknu lafotan, because you were going to plan on baking using your Eruv. V'nechal Eruvo, and then once you already started, the Eruv got eaten, or got lost, you can finish, gemor. They don't have to worry. You go, Mary, you finished. So what did you say, Ezra? Sorry? You said about the bread. No, that was Beit Shammai who said that
you... Because we want to be able to bake bread.
No, that was Beit Shammai who said that you have to have it's for each thing their own arrow. But he said you can do whatever you want. One arrow for everything. So it wouldn't... I don't even apply to that. Okay, let's quickly do the Mishnah. We've got two. Let's quickly do the Mishnah. Chal Yerachal Shabbos. So now if Yontif is after... So we discussed up until now when Yontif was before Shabbos. So then we spoke about making Arrow of Tafshilin. Now, if Yontif is after Shabbos, so Beit Shammai Omri Matbinin Akol Mivnei Shabbos. But he doesn't say you want to do Tefillah, you go do everything before Shabbos. Rashi says Kol Atzarich Tefillah Betan Ben Kedim. Both human beings, men, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh before Yontif. By the way, Rosanne showed me for the first time. I've never heard this before. That there's some organization, I forgot what it's called, that puts out stuff, and they said that's an inyan for a woman to go to the mikveh Yom Kippur, even if she's a nida. There's some inyan, not for tahara, for mikveh for Yom Kippur, and even unmarried women. And apparently Rav Avad Yosef wasn't so excited about it, but other Ashkenazi Rabbi Mishnah Brura, it's apparently mentioned the Mishnah Brura. I don't remember that, but Mishnah Brura. Anyhow, so he said, "V'bet Shabbat matbinin hakol et hakol mivnei Shabbos." V'hilo omrim keilim mivnei Shabbat v'adam b'Shabbat. And Beit Hillel says that keilim you go to toivel before Shabbos, but human beings, men can go to mikvah on Shabbos. Chassidim have mikvah every single day of mikvah, so they go Shabbos as well, right? So they go to mikvah on Shabbos. V'shavin, and both Behila and Beit Shammai agree. Shemei shikra mayim bekli even taharan. We'll see this more in the Gemara. What it is, but hashaka is what hashaka means as follows. Let's say you've got water. Okay, let's use Rashi's example over here. Rashi like this: Mi sheyesh lo mayim yafin lishtot. Right, you've got good like sweet water to drink. V'nitma'u, and they became tame. Now you're a person who's machmir on eating everything. One of the pushim, right? A chaver, and you want to eat and drink everything but tahara. So what do you do? And you put that water into a stone kli, which isn't a kabel tuma. Now, obviously, the mikveh is not mayim, it's not water that you can drink. I don't think when it says mayim meluchim here, that it's like seawater. I don't think you can make a mikveh out of seawater. The sea can be a sea, can be mikveh. But a regular mikveh has to be right achilat kelev. So I'm not sure that they're talking here about a sea, but maybe, or the sea. And you take your cup and you dunk it in, till just the tips of you are touching each other, and that's called hashaka. It's called Zri'ah. You must Zri'ah the mikveh. You're basically doing the hashra. That's how you would betahir the water. We're going to do more detail. Right? You don't dip it into the water. We'll see those things too as well. We actually will discuss it in the Gemara. We'll carry on tomorrow.